It's 8:38 out there. Going to be hot today.
Oh, really, Scott?
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Yeah.
Hey, no, so, no, I was thinking it was going to cool off to 80. I was really looking forward to that.
Just to put it in perspective, I think it was 5 months ago, right about now, that we had ice on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? Snow and ice on the ground.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was in April. What?
Yeah.
I know. Five minus July is February.
You're right, so February.
Or July minus five.
I guess it wouldn't have been April.
It's hot. Need to go someplace with air conditioning. Boy, just think about the Harry Potter thing opens tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm... Yeah.
Are you there?
Oh.
Are you going to...
You already got your tickets.
I'm so jazzed.
You do, don't you?
Daily Variety magazine said... I would just love to go, what happened before this? how come that's going on?
I don't understand. Who is that? Who's that? What's his name?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Is that redheaded kid Harry Potter? Yeah.
Tell me all about him.
Is that Lord Voldemort? Voldemort?
Lord Vanderbilt? Is that who that is?
God, I could have so much fun.
How come they're all talking with British accents?
Yeah.
Can he make a flame come out of that little stick he's got there?
Yeah. Is there a book about this?
Yeah. I wish I'd have read a book about this.
Yeah, you'd think they'd write a book about it as long as this movie is. I feel like I just walked in on the story.
Can somebody catch me up?
Yeah.
Stand up right before the coming attraction. Hey, listen, I had my first movie.
I've never heard of Harry Potter. I just knew everybody was going to be here today.
No, I can say because I have, but, you know, but what's the story? I don't understand. Oh, anyway. Yeah.
I brought a friend to let me know what's going on. Hope you don't mind if we talk. If Daily. That bothers you, we'll text back and forth.
Right.
Yeah. I've already told you. I tried to go see a movie this week. So,
did you reschedule?
Haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
Haven't yet.
No. So.
I hope it's a good movie. If you go to this much trouble, you know. I hope
No kidding.
Hope you enjoy it.
No kidding. So.
All right. Daily Variety magazine says advanced sales of the movie has already reached $32 million. With a lot of midnight and opening day showtimes already sold out.
Oh, is it like midnight tonight?
Yeah, oh, sure.
There are local Bijou's, I suppose. Yeah.
There are probably people who are already standing in line.
See, if I was going to open a movie theater, I would name it The Oasis. That way, every time you had a midnight show, it'd be midnight at the Oasis.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, you know, if you boys believe yourself, some days you may get to be old folks, too.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing what we can. If anybody is going by or they happen to have seen, if there are people actually in front of the movie theaters now, we'd like to know. We don't give a damn, but, I mean, if you want to tell us, that'd be fine.
Wow.
do you care? Do you really care?
Well, not necessarily, but I don't know that I'd have put it like that.
Oh, excuse me for overstating. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I take it back.
Yeah. I'm looking. Well,
Scott Gable in there doing the morning show.
Yeah, really.
I'm just looking here at the...
good. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
let me... do not disturb. Okay. I'm just looking at one the Cinemark, that's the one in College Station.
Okay.
They've got showings at 12:10... 12:20, 12:21, 12:30, 12:31, 12:40, 12:41, 12:50, and 12:51.
Well, you may as well.
And 1 a.m.
Good grief! They must be dedicating about four theaters to this.
Yeah, I mean all their theaters, I guess. So there's nine starts between midnight and 1 a.m.
Now,
and that's just at that one. I haven't looked at the other one.
And again, I'm guessing how these things rated, like R. You have any idea? PG-13?
I think probably PG-13. Okay. I don't think they could have gotten away with an R rating for Harry Potter.
Right. So, I mean, do you pop up a
PG-13, yes.
Do you pop up a lot of popcorn? I mean, is this a popcorn munching group? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I think you probably go ahead and pop some up.
Well, man. Okay.
Now, that was not fair. You don't know that.
No, I don't. You're right. It's not like it's
really?
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, will they come out and sell concessions to the people waiting? I wonder. You know, could you do that? That might be the health department problem. I'm just not sure. Y'all want to go and Tom? You want to go and report back to us?
No.
Okay.
No.
You said earlier that we didn't give a damn. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
The longer you talk about it.
All right. Here we go. Amazon plans to get into the tablet computer business. The online retailer hopes to introduce its rival to Apple's iPad and other tablets before October. Amazon's tablet expected to have a 9-inch screen and will run on Google Android's operating system. Company will also release two updated versions of Kindle. Tom, are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Before October.
I like my Kindle.
One of which will be a touchscreen version.
Ooh. Well,
so that means you may need to get
buttons
rid of
the buttons are right there.
I mean, well,
you know, but touch the screen, you get fingerprints on the screen, and then you can't read your book.
Don't you want to have the latest? No?
As long as it gives me my book and the words are spelled right.
Sounds good.
Some of the words aren't spelled right, though.
What does that mean? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And
well,
you paint?
No. It's not the fault of the book or the publisher.
Then whose fault is it?
It's the way that they transform it from, I guess, written form or whatever form to actual computer Kindle. I think it's some sort of a scanner. I'm sorry, I'm no technology expert on this, but it's sort. It
you're sounding less and less like.
I know it scans the books, and sometimes the scanners don't read a word correctly, and it'll come across sometimes hyphenated incorrectly. Or
so it's got like autocorrect?
Or something like that.
What are they doing? Are they doing this on an iPhone?
Occasionally you'll get I shouldn't say a misspelled word, but a mishyphenated word or a word that's separated sometimes.
Well, that's not misspelled then.
Oh. Yeah, yes. Sometimes it's separated. The word is separated.
Scott, you still in there?
I was going to a discussion board.
Yeah.
To see what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said, I just got my two, and the first book must have at least 25 errors so far.
Well, that would be annoying.
Yeah.
And if that was your first book, I mean, if that was my first book that I had downloaded to my device and after what I had paid for said device and perhaps for the book,
well,
I'd feel a little ripped off.
I've read about probably 15 to 17 books on my Kindle. And it's nothing like that. I've never read a book with 25 errors. It might be one error every 100 pages or 50 pages or something like that. But it's nothing that you can't just read through.
Well, I'll tell you what, my professors in college would have counted off.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
What you ought to do is say you'd like to, what's it cost to download a book?
Well, anywhere from $10 to $12.
I'd say you ought to take 25 cents off for every error.
Yeah, you get a free book.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, you'd probably be able to bill them before too much longer.
Just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a little whoopsie for you. Not everybody loves Google. A couple in New Jersey. More than ticked off at folks who run Google Maps because the online site keeps sending people up their driveway, insisting that it is the entrance to a state park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Their house does back up to the Round Valley State Park, but the driveway is definitely not the entrance to the park. And they really ain't loving the trailers and campers and cars and bicycle tours that are showing up apparently at all hours. In fact, even though the couple has put up a sign that says, no trespassing, no entry, and private drive,
people just ignore the signs. That's, because Google Maps says it's here.
You just sounded like Boo Boo.
Well, sorry,
somebody.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah, really. Actually, it sounded like yogis.
Okay. But anyhow, that's...
So, hey, Boo Boo. I mean, really, Google Maps.
Now, which sounds a lot like Sylvester Stallone, if you'll think about it.
Or an intelligent Sylvester Stallone.
Ah, there you are. But I mean, they put up no trespassing, they put up no entry, they put up private drive, and people go, and they just drive up there? I mean, come on.
Well, hey, in this Google Maps GPS married, world we live in.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead. Yeah.
Well, what happened to people learning how to read a map?
Hey. Now, wait a minute.
Hey.
You expect me to go buy one of those things that you have to unfold and look at?
I sure do.
And the thing is, the Google map itself might work okay. It sounds like they've written down the instructions, and the instructions are wrong.
Oh, here, this we turn right here.
Anyway, got that going on for you. All right. You want some Desperate Housewives? I've got a Desperate Housewives story for you today.
Sure.
If you care anything about
it. Love it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Let's see. Hey, here's the top three television shows from last week. America's Got Talent,
mm-hmm.
Primetime, and America's Got Talent. Just letting you know. Great numbers, by the way.
I like America's Got Talent. I really do.
TNT's The Closer pulled 7.2 million viewers. And Angie Harmon, who talks more like this every day?
Roselli and Isles is the name of that show.
Rosetti, you almost got it.
Roselli. It's Roselli. Rosoli.
Rosoli and Isles. That's what it is. We both almost got it.
Yeah.
So.
It's Rosoli.
I only failed because you failed first.
Thank you. They came in at $6.4 million, which is not bad.
I think that's what Custer's second-in-command told him.
Yeah. Sunday's eighth-season premiere of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm got 1.7 million viewers.
You either really like the show or you really don't.
Yeah, that's right. And I didn't in the beginning.
I know. And I told you about it a long time ago.
Yeah,
I said,
you did.
You're going to like the show. You're not going to like it at first, but it will reward you for staying with it.
Yeah.
And
I didn't happen to like that particular episode.
Right.
But those two guys, they're falling off. They're hurting themselves on the money.
Oh, I mean, gosh.
Yeah, oh, man.
Major money. And they get to use their real names, which is, you know, kind of neat,
sure.
too. So. All right, it's about 12 till.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 9 minutes till. Google. You know, if you have those GPSs that talk to you, they're kind of fun. Just talking to a caller off the air about how they mispronounce the names of those, some of those things.
Yeah.
And again, I finally got my GPS angry, you know. And
really?
Yeah.
Did it give up on you?
No. But, you know, kind of, yeah. Because it does, you know, recalculating. And then finally goes, there is a better route.
yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I was pumping my fist by then. I felt like I had won.
Yes.
You know, I felt like I had beaten the machine. Yes.
Hey, guys, I was talking about GPS. FedEx don't let the freight division use those because one time one of our drivers, excuse me, was driving, and he turned the corner, and there was a nine, just a little under a 10-foot bridge, and our trailer's going to 13. So
uh-oh. That didn't work. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, yeah. And again, those are the guys who are out there having to do it for a living. For the rest of us. And, you know, first time I used it was in a city I'd never been in, needed to make a lot of stops, and it worked out wonderfully. And I even let Louie use it. And
oh.
He brought it back.
And didn't break it.
And said he didn't get lost once.
I was going to say, you know, sadly, you let Louie use it, and he came back.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's, you know, right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I
blame
that.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. Couldn't you have adjusted that thing? Like, you know, to send him to Albuquerque or something?
Yeah. All right, we were talking earlier this morning about San Diego looking to maybe increase their budgetary intake by licensing cats. City of Gilbert, Arizona wants to convert dog poop into energy.
Oh, really?
Yes. Officials are considering using a dog waste digester designed by students at ASU. Apparently, there's enough poo in one park
to power a street lamp.
I remember Pooh's Bar.
Yeah.
That was fun over there. Yeah.
New York Post says a cardiologist was giving a lecture on heart disease in Lewiston, Maine, when a guy in the audience had a heart attack. The doc and his handy team of nurses quickly got the man's heart restarted, sent him off to the hospital. Then he continued his presentation. Man, nothing like right there in the middle of the lecture, showing what you know. Hello.
Hello, it's Russell.
Hey, Russell, what's going on, man? We hadn't talked to you in, like, forever.
I know it. I got to give you an update. There is no line at Cinemark.
Russell, you're the man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Golly.
That is
identified himself first, stated his purpose, and got off the line. That's a man that knows how to make a phone call right there.
Thank you, Russell. Hey, what's up?
Then he went and got in line.
I was thinking we could make a whole lot of money between six dachshunds and pug.
Yeah.
We could make a fortune. It's our retirement plan.
With the poo? Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Y'all got your own little factory there.
We do. Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. The yard, sometimes the yard's not big enough. That's for sure.
Well, just let him go in the neighbor.
Don't go out. Yeah.
Go over there. Go over there.
Just go over there and do your sinful business.
Yeah, I like most of my neighbors. So quickly.
That's right.
Okay.
And most of them like you.
Really. Some of them.
Now,
I'd say probably some. I don't know if I'd be that generous.
Yeah, maybe 60%.
Now, here's a story. I mean, as if this is news, I'm not sure, but in Kitsap County, Washington, they had to declare a mistrial in a drug case after a juror was overheard expressing a desire to punch the defense attorney in the nose. I mean, really? The attorney apparently was a jerk throughout the trial, repeatedly sparred with the judge. Ignored the judge's order to keep objections to a single word, and was twice fined $500. The attorney also questioned the judge's mental competence and finally refused to continue to participate in the trial in protest of the judge's handling of the case. Guess he's not from around there. Defendant facing six drug-related felony charges. He's a free man right now. So that's kind of odd, I would think. So a new study by the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association trade group shows cars in U.S. America are increasingly being fitted with counterfeit parts, up to and including safety equipment like airbags.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
And that's,
hey, I hope you don't mind. I got your airbag at a discount. Don't ask where it come from, okay? You don't know nothing.
Comes in a long roll.
You do that really well.
And it has the orange pull strings on the back of it.
Too well.
That's right. I put it to you this way, all right? What's going to happen is when you get into an accident, you go ahead and jump in the passenger seat because that's the one we didn't mess with, all right?
The market for counterfeit.
Hey, what do you want for $50?
That's right. But, I mean, that's what they're saying now. The market,
that guy's someone's preacher.
Plays a character on the radio.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, really.
The market for counterfeit parts reportedly.
By the premise. There you go.
This is apparently a $3 billion a year business. And Ron Pyle, who's the president of the Automotive Service Association, says.
Oh, and he's not going to run for Congress anymore either.
No, that's right. Anything to do with brake systems are the ones that we have a nightmare over. He also mentioned the airbags as a close second. He said, beware of discount stores and flea markets.
Really? Really?
Hun?
Yeah.
Hun?
We're going to go ahead and
head up to Canton for first Monday. I'm going to see if I can find us a deal on some replacement airbags for your minivan.
We'll be able to be driving the caravan again in no time.
That's right.
Right now, I saw the front of the wheels all busted out because there's that.
And I saw an ad in the Thrifty Nickel for a slightly used car seat, and I thought we'd go ahead and make them an offer on that too.
And if the part that's
if they want more than $10 for it, we ain't taking it.
That's
though.
Right. Here, honey, blow these up.
Yeah.
Where's the duct tape?
But yeah, that's it. But if the car seat, if that thing's broke that the seat belt goes through, we'll just put some duct tape on.
That's
it.
Right.
Good.
That's right. Junior's right. Nearly two anyway.
And he only weighs 160, so
that's
it ought to be all right.
With his diaper.
Full.
Yeah, at night anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell him myself now.
Oh, uh-oh. What?
Because,
you got a full diaper?
Well, not really? Of all things. No, one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy doing, just because I'm a guy, and I think he's low maintenance, too, most of the time, is, you know, the boy.
Uh-huh.
I let him run free and easy a lot of the times around the house.
I mean, well.
You know, well, you know, we'll just do a diaper and a shirt.
Okay. Oh, that free and easy.
Oh, that, okay. All right.
Okay.
No, not that free and easy. He ain't house broke yet, so.
Yeah. Because that'd be way too free and not easy.
I don't know that I've ever heard a parent say house broke that way.
You mean you got to let him out every couple of hours?
Exactly.
Yeah, he goes out in the yard with the dogs.
I'm trying to let the dogs train him.
Yeah.
Really?
You know?
Does he scratch at the door when he's ready to come in?
As long as they don't teach him to eat it, I don't care.
Does he bang on the window or is he on the door?
Hey, Dad!
Let me in!
All right,
anyway.
I'll wait till he's about 10 or 12 for that. So. But Jamie always comes home and just shakes her head when she sees him running around the house in just a T-shirt and a diaper. I'm like, what? It's white trash, baby.
All
come
right.
on, man.
So what? Yeah, and you got cheese doodles and you're in your underwear sitting there watching TV. Is that it? Ron White, once again. Preacher was talking to him.
Come on.
Then he goes, oh, I thought for a minute he was talking about me. Yeah. Right.
You left us here alone together. What'd you expect?
Yeah, really. What do you expect? You leave two guys alone together. And only one has control over what both of us wear.
That's exactly. Yeah. All right. This date in history.
Oh, we're already there.
We're almost out of here.
Yeah, we are.
The biggest deal is U.S. government admitted the existence of Area 51 in 2003. You
there
got 30
you go.
Seconds.
Emmy Award nominees were announced this morning. Big Bang Theory, Glee, Modern Family, The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 30 Rock were nominated as the top comedy.